downstate, you have so many of these legislators, things are so populous that these guys become come into a category known as who he. We don't know who this guy is. So therefore, they are pretty free to do whatever they want. If somebody belches up here in up in the upstate region, you know, that's going to be the shot that's heard around the world.
Governor Cuomo has said there are some tough laws in place, and of course, more can be done. But just how much can be done? People have been stealing and have been lying and cheating since the cavemen emerged from their caves. So really, is there enough laws, or do we just have to deal with this?
Well, this is a matter of morality. It is also a matter of how we have set up the system in New York State. New York is a very conservative state, Brian, when it comes to our politics. For example, the recent Malcolm Smith case is all about something called the Wilson-Pakula Law, set up in 1949. Now, it's a scoundrel law. There's no two ways about it. The legislature decided that they wanted control over who was allowed to run for office. Now, in Iran, when you do that, people say, oh, that evil Ayatollah or whatever else is going on. But here we say, all right, if you are a Democrat and you want to run in a Republican primary, you have to get three of the five Republican chairmen from the New York City area to sign this Wilson-Pakula certificate. It's disgraceful. So what happens is that we have set up so many of these self-serving laws that people turn off on politics. Now, how a Malcolm Smith, for example, could have really thought that he could have all these people in on the deal and that nobody was going to rat him out and talk about it is beyond me. As I said to a class recently, hey, you tell your best friend a secret, and are you really sure it's a secret? You tell six people, forget about it, Jack. It ain't going to happen. Now, there is a culture. There's a political culture. Because up until pretty recently, in order to run for political office, you need the bosses to sign on and say, you're it. You're going to be the person that runs. Now, it's more likely that you're going to find somebody in the legislature, because those are the new, you know, boss parties, saying, okay, you're our candidate. What we should have is what they have in so many of the progressive states, you know, the ability for anybody who wants to run for anything to be allowed to run for anything and let the voters decide. We don't do that in New York State.